Beginning the current daf, Masechet Nesugah daf Nun, and begin the middle. If we begin the Tezim, Masechet Tezim begins with the words of the Gemara, "Be'im Maisi Lahu B'Mekadeshes." And if you're going to bring it in a sanctified vessel, if Sublina is going to come and validate, we're being left that overnight. Unless it says, Tezim asks us to take a second look. It says, "Wait a second. Even though it's Mekadeshes, why Tezim is going to be validated because it was in a holy vessel and was left there overnight? But the Nasa Kamisha Malu Hakoyf, it should be made like as if it was filled up by a monkey, as if there was no filling up at all. Because she came into the smallish Lebisman, since it was filled up not in its time, because the time is not until tomorrow. And the halach is the cliche, in Makachim, Shalbisman, that that service was not sanctified when it's not in the designated time. And the Imishim, if you're going to say, because they Chimatu Leila de Beishimshi, because when it reaches the night time by Ben Ashmash, by twilight, then Tikdish, then it will be sanctified, because the Laila in Machos is man, because night time of that next day is not considered yet as if it's lacking time. And then if Sublime events can become invalid by later and left out overnight, says Tais to save side, but at the end of the day, no pun intended, Me'acha the Kaidin Lachay in Ismalo. But since beforehand it had been filled up, then Yishlon Lachay Shavin Kilim Alakayf. Again, we should consider it as if a monkey filled it up. Because Ashkam B'Melach is like, we'll learn Melach is Berkshdei Alechem, I've come from an hour, give Alechem upon Shasidach, HaShabbos, by the showbreds, it was organized after Shabbos, Shavuot, all the Shavuot, even though it's there for many days, it's insignificant, that's the commission, it's like a monkey did it. So, it's like as if there was no placement at all. So, here also, there's no placement in the service vessel, so it shouldn't be invalidated when it reaches the time. So why are you saying it's going to be possible with Lina? If it wasn't even sanctified, because it was Shlebes Mani. You can't compare the filling of the water over here to the organizing of the lechem upon them that we brought a raya from. The shami over here is definitely big. You don't have to have quantum garments when you're filling it up. There's no maisa avoida in any milo whatsoever. And therefore, it's not like a monkey filled it up because there's no avoida shabai. And therefore, when it's in there, it will be sanctified and it will be invalid with lina, in contrast to organizing the lechem on the shulchan. Manasseh says, "When time begin to say like this, well, it's like a shalzav. This golden flask, a machzeker shleisha lugan that contains three lugan, which is what they would fill up the water for the nisach on all the other days of sukkahs. Mekadeshes says so. That was sanctified because the legatani shein mekadeshes. We didn't learn that it's not sanctified because the legatani of a chovis like we learned regarding the barrel. The legatani shein mekadeshen oisan beklisharis. Now, yet we don't find that they have to sanctify it with a service vessel beklisharis achak koyim nisach before it was actually poured in the mizbeach." Obviously, I have to say that that flask was sanctified, and that's where the water was sanctified. If that's the case, how did they ever fill up from the shaloyach, which is spring out of the azara? That itself is going to be invalidated by going out of the azara. Given this casual because it's sanctified with the service vessel when you fill it up over there by the shaloyach. Just like we're saying over here regarding that of Shabbos, that can be validated by being left it overnight because it was sanctified in the vessel. So the Rashi explains behind the explicit Bereshit Midas Menachat Apeizayim and Bezgab Shulchan, when there's the Kemitza of a Mincha that was placed on the Shulchan of Nesem Midrash. The Gemara concluded with it that it's not sanctified because it's not sanctified when you put on the Shulchan. We need to be able to be makarvit. And the Kaddish lipasal belina biyotze, but it does become sanctified, it becomes invalidated by being left it overnight and or by being taken out of the Azar. Now, so we see that this that becomes sanctified in the vessel becomes invalidated not just as lena, but also v'yaitze. On Pekah Mizrach Mekadosh, and Zvachon Bechazim and Amr Alf, Mephash B'Kunj Rashi explains regarding the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash that they don't sanctify when you put inside that wasn't made for it. Aval, but again, he says Mekadosh and the Apostle, but it is sanctified to become invalidated. Im Yosef HaSaklam, if it goes out of the curtains of the Azara, in Nogabit Tvoyem, or if Tvoyem touches it, and we're going to be in the Shlema Perish 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 Zogon of Chavim and Beis. Give you a tea, regarding taking something out of the Beis HaMikdash after, by a person going out of the Beis HaMikdash after that he did Kiddush Tzayim Reglayim. So the question is, Moshe Tov Kiddush Tzayim Reglayim, to invalidate and to require that he has to go and do Kiddush Tzayim Reglayim again if you want to do that by the Kedech Kala Kajim, like all sanctified things, and the case is Bekli, that was sanctified in the Beis HaMikdash, somebody is becomes invalid when you go out. So again, from all these things, you see that yes, whatever is sanctified in the vessel becomes invalidated when it goes out of the azar. So now, as it says, that's difficult. They made the tzlichas in the water of the flask that we said you fill it up out of the azar, or the limitless liyaytze, why doesn't it become invalidated by just being taken out of to the shilach? To which place says, it's not really so difficult on what we're explaining from Rashi, because the inkli shows makadosh b'chutz achikans lofnim, because the service vessel, although it sanctifies to be possible with yaitze, but it doesn't sanctify it until it actually is brought inside. Like Shmuel explicitly says, well, within the pechasim and aleph and zvachim, the kli shars in makashin al-metechan. Two things: the service vessel only sanctifies from the inside, and makashin al-metechan only sanctifies inside the azar. So here also the flask, although it's outside, it didn't sanctify it to become possible yaitze until it goes inside. Once it's inside, it's actually not taken outside. But Tosis brings many rayas, not like Rashi. It's difficult from the first paragraph of Nachas of Tesamid Alf. The pligi, there's machligs over there, bebolla, when someone mixes a mincha, chutz lachem is azar. He does the belilo, he's supposed to mix it out of the walls of the azar. The Shlokhtu Mekshari says that's valid. The reason is, since you don't need kuhuna, because the mixing can be done with azar, you could just do it outside. Panim namale b'yisai, it doesn't have to be inside the azar. Rebbechlam is absolutely says no, it's going to be invalid. Why? Keeping that seos b'kli, since the making of it has to be done in the kli sharas, so right, although it doesn't have to be a kain, but panim me b'yisai, but it has to be done inside the azar. So amasu you see that b'fnim miskatcha, that it was in the azar, and it was therefore sanctified in the vessel. Like Rebbechlam says, it has to have a kli. So obviously, that had to be in the Azar. Because, like we said, a Kli Shor is not Makadosh only inside the Azar. And the Filoch Elimis Beyaitz is still not like Rashi. We see that does not become invalid when it's taken out. Because Rabbi Yechanan also invalidates the mixing out of the Azar. He does not invalidate because of going out, only because of doing that void on the outside. But not like Rashi, who says after saying the vessel should become possible Yaitz. So it sounds like by the end of Memzayim and Alf. Tam Rav Sheshi says that the Hani Tanoi, these Tanoim that they have a machlikis regarding Shtei Lechem that are taken out of the Azara after the lambs that come with it were slaughtered before the blood was sprayed, and at the time of the spraying, he thinks of Machshav of Pigel, where Rav Sheshi says that both of them could have been Sviluhu, the Holy Rabbi. Tam that he says Shchit Mekarcha, the slaughtering of the Kvasim. Without the spraying of the blood, already sanctifies the lechem that comes with it. Tirish. Divsle b'yetze. That since it will be sanctified, it will become possible by being taken out. Obesayif shmaiten come at the end of that sugin of Mechasim and Aleph. The Gemara says that ha, this the Gemara says over there, that they slaughter the kivsat seres on four breads. So he takes two of them and he does tenufa, and the rest are eaten by a redemption. So says the Gemara, oh, how do you like Rebbe? That's not like Rebbe, who holds that the Shechita already sanctifies him. Because the Rebbe was like Rebbe, keeping the Shechita Mekadosh since he says that the slaughtering is what sanctifies, and then it's difficult on what you said, that the rest are eaten with a redemption. And so too, difficult, because the Park Lohecha, where exactly are you redeeming that? If you take it out of the Azar and you redeem it over there, that can be. Because if so, it becomes invalid by being taken out. It's already sanctified because of the Shechita. And if you can redeem it when they're in the Azara, that's forbidden because you can't bring kulin to the Azara. So it says the Mashmid sounds like from these two places that Davka Mashem the Shechit Mekadosh, specifically because the slaughtering is what sanctifies the bread. And therefore, who must believe it? If it ever comes invalidated when you take it out, Halav Hachi, but if not for that, oh, then Loi, then it wouldn't be invalidated. Avgav of the Rebbe is Leitan Mekadosh, although the Rebbe holds that the oven that you bake the bread in is a Klisharis and it sanctifies what's baked inside of it, but enough of Rebbe Shmuel that I invade some evades. Obviously, you see from over here, not like Rashi, that whatever sanctified in the Kli Shoris does not become invalidated when it's being taken out. But says Tezmi Yishlitzchus, however, you could reject these proofs that we brought. And the reason is because the Boyin Mazevach Shani, when we talk about, let's say, Shtei Lechem, that come with the Kvasim, their Shani, they're different. Rashi would agree that there would not be sanctified to become invalidated with Yoytze until you have the Shechita of the carbon. And it's only when it doesn't come with anything else. Because on the Sachma of Mazavach, because when you have libations that come with the carbon, they don't become invalid, they would be left there overnight. Only when you slaughter the carbon. But when they come on their own, when you sanctify the vessel, nifsalina, it does become invalid and lift that overnight. So we see that there's a difference between something being sanctified in the vessel, if it's by itself, or it's something else, and if you could say the same thing about Psul Yetzir, according to Rashi. So it's not so difficult. But Tais does prove that you can't say, like we're differentiating, because Voidish Ladaktik, you have to further analyze. Mahano did not. For this, we're in the Mishnah Pekchen Me'ilon, second Pekchen Me'ilon. We're just talking about many different kemitzis and anachis that we say kitchum, if it's sanctified in the vessel, hostrudly pasal b'tfoyim, becomes susceptible to be invalidated by a tfoyim, but mechusei gipurim, or belina. Now, but like Tani, it doesn't say over there that also it's going to be susceptible now ube yoytze, to be invalidated by being taken out. Obviously, it does not become invalidated by yoytze, even though it's sanctified in the vessel. Now, although regarding the bird carbonus and the animal carbonus, when they were slaughtered, which also or talk about over there. Have a muscle mislay, so it could have actually mentioned that because after Shechita most definitely does become Sol Yaitse, but still, Balaitanle doesn't mention them. And the reason for that is because since it's not mentioning the nose, because we said, not like Rashi, because they do not become invalidated by being Yaitse just from Kiddush Berkeley. So Tanle Mahanis, so there it doesn't say also by Ovis and Zvachim. But according to Rashi, right, even the Shechita Lechem Lechem upon him, that, although those, you're right, we said Ecclesi Namakadis, but by Menaches, according to his opinion, it should be possible Yetzi when it's not scattered quickly. And the fact that it doesn't say it, she says this, obviously, seeing not like Rashi. And the truth is that as long as you didn't do any avodah with it, actually, even though it's Kiddush Berkeley, so not like Rashi, it would never come psul with Yetzi. But now Tesis resolves many different questions that comes out according to their opinion regarding this idea that we're saying that Niskaj Bakli does not become possible as an allegrashi until you do a bite with it. So it says, I bahad the mini peri called shot. This is like what says, I'm talking about lam vav ben alf. Kabbalisha, the menach is when you're needing the flower offerings. So the Gemara says over there that you have to protect to make sure it doesn't become chometzik. And because the Gemara says, need to be reason less, although it doesn't have to be done with those who are diligent, meaning it doesn't have to be done with the kanam. But the mokum's reason is, it has to be done in a place of where the kanam are, which means it has to be needed in the azara, which the kanam are overseeing, and they make sure they do it diligently. Now, if Tais is correct, so this says sanctified in the vessel, it does not become possible by being taken out. So how do you know that you have to need it specifically in the azara? So it says you have to say that that's just orcha de milsahu. That's just, you're right, it's just the norm. The derech lasis of Malcolm's reason, that's the norm that people do it in the place where the kanam are. But it's not specific because you're right, you could take it out. And you see the Kiddush Demeglayim, and this thing has a question regarding, someone goes out regarding the sanctification of his hands and feet, does that become problematic when he leaves and goes out of the Zara? So this is Lamish Absol Yetu, you're right, it's not because of Absol of leaving the perimeter. Ella, rather, because I mean, Hosmer, it's like the Gemara says over there, that keeping the parish, just once a person leaves the Zara, so Asuchet Asach Daitis, so he removes his consciousness from doing the Vaida, and that's the question. The other day, this the Gemara is medayik in Menachat Al Sadiqim Abayz Amrit. You said that the kneading and the organizing of the Shtei Alechem is done out of the Azara. So Amrit, you see, midas yabesh lein iskacha. Obviously, the dry measurements that you use for the flour that's measured in is not sanctified. But they were able to take it out of the Azara. That seems sounds similar like Rashi, that if it would be sanctified in the vessel, that you would not be able to take it out. Expounds that regarding the baked menachas. Tanu Tanu Shteibam says the oven two times. What's it coming to teach us? Shteiaf Yosim Betanu, they should bake it in the oven, and Bishay Ekdeshim Betanu should be sanctified in the oven, meaning the oven sanctifies it. Well, Parak the Gemara asks, Ma'adit not from this. We learn the Mishnah. Pshim Noemi says, Loelim Haberogel Lamer. Person should always be accustomed to say Shteiaf Lechem Balechem Abanim Kshiris Bazar. They're valid when they're in the Azar, Ukshares of Beipagi, those are valid when they're by Beipagi, which is the wall around Yerushalayim, out of the Azar, which is meaning you're allowed to take it out of the Azar. So how could you say that the oven sanctifies it? You have to say, the place is according to what we're saying, that Lav Mishum, it's not because the Imakacha, because it would be sanctified, Hamavivs, 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 it would be invalidated by being taken out. And the Rav Mishum, the Dub Makur, which is just because it's disgusting, Lahaitzi Dubba, Lachot, Shemiskat, to take it outside after it was sanctified, but again, not because there would be a problem about psul of Yetzi. Then since there's been very beginning to say that Kirin the Bekidush is clearly Mepsal Yetzi, since that this is Taisa Prem is not like Rashi, that being sanctified in the vessel does not become possible being taken out. So Mechas Kayan, so what do you do with Mechas of a Kayan? But Chabidi Kayan Godlo, or the flower offerings of the Kayan Godlo every single day. The last book of Mitzvah, that would be totally burnt on the Mizvech, and there's no fistful of taking off. And so to be the second one, the Asman, libations that come on their own, which are also totally burned. So Mechas Mepsal Yetzi, when can it be possible by being taken out of the Azara? Your Tosfos says it's only when you did avoid. There's no avoid before the burning, so you can't say that becomes possible yetzi. According to Rashi, you can say possible yetzi is when the skasha b'klipta doesn't hold of that, and it's not possible to say that it's not possible yetzi because you never find such a thing. So it says, Vishlamit Yigidzei is the Ba'adi, you're right. For sure, the Ba'isin, by those cases, Moil Kaddish Kli, that yeah, it is effective just being sanctified by a vessel that would be possible by being, by with Psal of Yetzi. We find similarly in Zvach Nevnei and Beis that the Gemara makes such a differentiation that a halach is only when it's possible. Meaning, yes, the material, if you have something that has permitters, but then when the sacrifices are, when the permitters are sacrificed, then you'll say that the halachas will be applicable. Ain't limitin. But if it doesn't have permitters, so you're right, Mishakash Bakli, it's, you're going to be liable for eating in the state of Tumah already when it's sanctified in the vessel. So you can make the same difference over here. We're going to Psul Yaitse. So according to places, according to Rashi, the Kli's Mekadesh, whatever goes inside of it, that it's impossible with Lina. It's William and Yaitse. That's where it doesn't come with a carbon. When it comes with a carbon, Mr. Rashi would agree that it would be different. And Taisa's opinion is that because when it comes with a carbon, we said that it wouldn't be when the Kazer Bakli, it's only when you do the Shechita. Taisa's opinion is that regarding the Psul of Yaitse, it's only when there's an Avoida. But if you didn't do Avoida, then it's not going to be in the Kazer Bakli to have a Psul of Yaitse until you actually win the Kmitza. And it's only when there is no other Avoida like Kmitza, then it's going to be hopefully to become Psul of Yaitse when it's Kazer Bakli. Then it says, they're going to say, when they say the cliche is that the service vessel is only sanctified what's inside of it when you're inside the Azara and Kana contradiction. So we still have a question over here. Because if it's nice of Mugadesh, let's go back to the original topic of our sugya over here. You should bring in the water and the bowl that's sanctified. Just don't bring it into the Azara. So we said it doesn't sanctify it, even though it's a sanctified vessel, until it's brought inside the Azara. So don't bring in the Azara. I won't bring it in the morning, so it won't be possible then. And that's the situation you can say is the if that's the case, my Yosh Mukadesh, what are you really helping that it's sanctified if your anyways can't sanctify it? What's the point of bringing a sanctified vessel? But even more with the Dalai Makur, who is actually discussing Hashem Kokach Bakleshas, because to leave it outside of the Azar so long in the service vessel. And again, therefore, that's what the Gemara said, that's why we don't bring it in Mukadesh. Continue with the next Taisa, to begin with the words of Gemara, Chizkiyami says, Kleshas in Mukadesh Lemadas. The service vessel does not sanctify without the person's intent. Says, "Tame it to one because the parak ha'toida imenachas avan chesam beis pligi." The Gemara is a machleis b'toida regarding a Thanksgiving offering. Shoshachta ashmain l'chalas. We're really supposed to with 40 breads, and he slaughtered with the intention of bringing 80 breads. So a machleis chizkem he says kidra ba mitachshmain. So okay, 40 out of 80 are sanctified because that's the max. But he says like kidra, no, none of them are considered sanctified. And asking by Abai concludes the pligi. What's the machleis? B'klisharis mekachash lemedas. If a service vessel sanctifies without your intent, says Yisrael, mekachni hold. Yeah, it's going to be sanctified. Even without your intent. So to over here. So that's why the 40 are sanctified, even though there wasn't your kavan. So wait a second. Something over here is, in our sugya, that Chizkiya, who is a different muscle of our tesis, he says, Klitra is not Mekadosh Shlemidas. And he's saying, according to Abaye, that is Mekadosh Shlemidas. And Ukamekin Kash Rabbi Yechanan Rechanan. We similarly have a contradiction of Rabbi Yechanan, who is also the disputant over here. Because the Rapapa comes out, the Rapapa says, but the Kolei Amir, the Korn, the Abun, Kalei, Shoz, Mekach, Shomit, Az. He says no. He says, everyone agrees that it's going to sanctify without your intent. Machlek says, do we say that the slaughtering knife is also going to be like other Kalei, Shoz, and Mekach, Shomit, Az, or not? And now, Perkam, the Menachas, on the other hand, and the first Perkam, the Menachas, the Zayn, Menach, could be commits as Psulim, regarding the, when those who are apostles do commits, like a non-Kohen or an Oinen, and they do the Kemitzim, so they there is an opinion with it that they don't know about the mincha. Rather, put back the kmitza into the vessel and do kmitza again. We didn't learn the brayso leshona lekometz. We didn't learn this only if you did a kmitza and you didn't put the kmitza in the vessel. But if you sanctified it in a vessel, or then possibly reading about the kmitza is not going to help by putting it back inside. Prophet Gemara asks, wait a second. If putting it in the vessel invalidates it, so minchata lekometz leduftus. Even if you're going to put the kmitza back to its original place, that you're going to say that, oh, that's going to be effective, but why? The Kaddish, it should be sanctified in that vessel, the fossil, and it should invalidate that Kenitza. Vichni says, oh, this tells us Klitras and Mekach Nehle Medas. That's not his intention over there, he's trying to put it back. And the service vessel only sanctifies it when that's your intent. And therefore, this, that, when you're putting it back over there, that wasn't in the Lahedya, that was not your intent to be Mekaddish. And therefore, since you want to just put it back and start over again, so it's not going to Mekadosh in Necha. But it comes according to that interpretation, Birchen holds that a Klisharis is not Mekadosh Shlemidas. Right. Except for a puppet that he wants to say that everyone according to Birchen holds the klisharis is mekadosh limitas. On that says me hoibed Birchen the klishar, but according to Birchen you could answer shani taida, based on the way the puppet is explained. Taida is different, where he's saying that he holds that it is mekadosh limitas. Again, the machleig was just regarding a different point. The mitekesh mekadosh mem mitekh pei midas since 40 out of the 80. It is being sanctified. When you do it midas to sanctify the 40, so mekadosh not mishlemidas, it's going to sanctify also the 40 shlemidas when you're doing it with the intention of sanctifying 80, because in 80 is 40, and when you're having a mind to sanctify 80, you're having a mind 40, and those 40 must definitely be sanctified. Is taking effect. You're setting another 40, which yeah, they don't take effect, but on those 40, it's going to take effect. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yechon hold over there that it would be mekadosh shlemidas. But by sanctifying the mencha, where he's not thinking at all being sanctifying anything at all, yes, you're right. That's where Rabbi Yechon holds that the vessel will not sanctify it, shlemi das. So Rabbi Yechon is not difficult in this interpretation of Papa. What is difficult from here is she'ain shir l'mayim. Because if the water had a certain measurement, then you could say that it's not sanctified because the vessel only sanctifies what's fit for it. But the reality is there's no measurement for the water. And therefore, it's all fit to be sanctified with intent. So then it should even be, like we're saying, since saying midas works, it also be shleimidas. And even so, Chizki says in Mekatron Shleimidas that it's not sanctified without your intent. That contradicts what he says regarding the Chalas of the Taita that is sanctified shleimidas. What you could say is the Shami Hacha. Now here it's different because Shleimidas Mahu. It still didn't reach the time of doing the Zechamayim. That's what Chizki says, not sanctified. But by grabbing the Kiddush of the Kemitza, there it's at an appropriate time to sacrifice, and therefore it would be Mekadosh Shem Mishlem Midas. Obviously, at the end of the Andav Kovman, Abdi Klishar is Mekadosh Shem Bizmanu, that's what Bezal, it sanctifies even Shem Bizmanu. Kamokum Gor Shem Bizmanu, but still, Shem Bizmanu is worse, Me Bizmanu, Le'in Shem Midas, regarding this idea of without intent. Where it's not going to sanctify Shle Bizmanu, even though Bizmanu, it would sanctify Shle Midas. It comes up with Taisis that Chizki is the way Abaye says, a Klisharis in its appropriate time would sanctify even Shle Midas, but Shle Midas is not sanctifying even Midas. When Rabbi Yechanan, it also Bizmanu, it doesn't sanctify Shle Midas. When Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Yechanan agrees, Mechaz Taida is Mekadosh Shle Midas, but Kmitza, that's invalid, that's not fit, Mekadosh, but according to everyone, it's going to be Mekadosh Shle Midas. Hanilach Luz Barava shall return to your Perek Luz Barava, and then begin Perek Hachalo, which the Tzitzis come to explain. Why doesn't Mishnah explain this opening Halach of the Halil that it says sometimes 5, sometimes 6? It says Vav, it says Hod, like it on the case of why it doesn't say, and how do you illustrate this case? Yom Tibshach Halis B'Shabbos, if let's say Yom Tipos on Shabbos, Halach Shisha, then you'll have the flute for 16. B'Shach Koyam, but it falls on other days, Chabit Shemit Fabbos, Kidol El, Perek Luz, like we say, and Paragluba Rabba Nav Ben Bezim Bez, when we say how's the little 7 days, sometimes it's more, sometimes less, why don't you say something over here? So Tzitzis is right. Because since we wanted to also say the idea, the Chalosha Beis HaSheiva, that this referring specifically regarding the flute of the Beis HaSheiva, the Degman of Gumar, with the Gemara is the Medaik for this. Hi, who the Doch, it's only over here, that's not Deicha, but how the common Doch, but by a common that is Deicha. So that's why we didn't go into Ketzin, because we wanted to say specifically Zehu, we wanted to say that idea, and not the idea of Ketzad. Continuing with the next day is the Master, we know the words being Moshe, in the Dechalese Yom Tov Shabbos, where the playing of the flute is not Dechalese, not Shabbos, and Yom Tov. Tzitzis the body says, Avagav Dechalel, although playing a flute in the Osel, B'Shem, B'Shem, Yisak, and Klisha, although the whole issue of playing instruments is only because you might come to fix the musical instrument, just like Lema Sapkin, you know, I'll clap your hands, Lema Tafkin, I'll bang on your flesh, the Peg Mashil, and Zimmer brings a bait of Lema Vom, and so it's only rabbinic, but Kaimel and Danish was a Migdash, and the rule is that there's no rabbinic prohibitions regarding what you have to do to avoid in the base of Migdash. So why is not Teicha Shabbos Yom Tov? So first, Bisa Sheva Shani, the Simcha of playing the instrument for the Simcha Beis Sheva is different, because I mean, like the Magmar says, Deinel Mishim Simcha said it's only for extra joy, and that was not enough to permit Issa Drabban in the base of Migdash. That was only for what's an integral part of Avodah in the base of Migdash.